This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
One of the best times of the year to be a baseball fan. We kick off the month of July and 4th of July weekend at Zebulon, North Carolina. It's game 4 of 6 between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Carolina Mudcats. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the broadcast booth at beautiful and historic Five County Stadium. I'm Andrew Chapman, joined on the broadcast tonight by my partner Colin Casey. We're live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network and also simulcasting on the Mudcats Broadcast Network tonight, in for Greg Young, who will be back tomorrow. Well, Colin, this series was all 8-5 ball games over the first couple of nights. The Carolina Mudcats were on the right side of an 8-5 ball game on Tuesday. Then the Woodpeckers on Wednesday used a big 5-run third to jump out in front. They led 7-0 over the first four innings of the game, went on to win that game 8-5. And then the Carolina Mudcats yesterday were able to win an extra inning ball. 1-1 going into extras, and it was ultimately the Carolina Mudcats grabbing another extra inning win against these Woodpeckers.
Yeah, it seems like all year long it's just been extra innings have been very kind to Carolina, 3-0 against the Woodpeckers in those situations this year, and haven't been kind for Fayetteville at all, just 1-7 on the season in extra inning ball games. Not sure what it is about them, they just find themselves on the wrong side of it, but I will say this, the Woodpeckers ended up wrapping up what was their best month of the season at 13-12. Their offensive numbers were up, they were hitting just over .240 as a team, a lot better than what we saw in April and May. So there's a lot of good things to there's a lot of things to like if you're a Woodpeckers fan about how the month of June went. But this series as a whole, the offense, it's due to wake up. They had just the one big inning in the victory on Wednesday. Outside of that, though, not a whole lot going on. Got to give a lot of credit to the Mudcats pitching staff and to the Woodpeckers as well. They've had some really good pitching performances as well. Forrest Whitley on Tuesday, Salgado on Wednesday, and Mejias yesterday. But right now, the offense lagging behind a little bit. But we've seen plenty of times this season where the offense has taken a little bit of time to catch up in a series and had a really strong finish to it. We saw it against Kannapolis a couple of weeks ago. We'll see if they'll do it once again tonight on the road here in Zebulon.
Yeah, interesting note about the overall season series this year, though, Colin. Fayetteville, as you mentioned, has been a good weekend team on the offensive end, but Carolina as well has been able to keep up on the offensive side over 9 games in this season series. Both sides have scored the exact same number of runs as each other. There are 0 run differentials, dead even between the two sides, but it's ultimately the Mudcats who have a 5-4 record against the Woodpeckers this year. They lead the overall all-time series by 3 games as well. The Carolina Mudcats, they have an overall record of 28-25 against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Fayetteville going to try and even up this series 2 games apiece entering tonight. Meanwhile, Carolina trying to guarantee themselves at least a split here at home. 3 big crowds on hand. Fireworks tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday as we gear up for the 4th of July weekend. On the mound tonight for the Woodpeckers is right-hander Dalen Miley, 2-2 record with a 4.36 ERA. And he'll be opposed by Steven Cruz, who almost has identical numbers to Miley, 2-2 with a 4.46. Should be a good pitching matchup. Before we go to break, a quick look at the Carolina League second half standings. In the North Division, the Fredericksburg Nationals are out to the best start. They're 5-1 over their first 6 games and hold a 1-game lead over the Down East Wood Ducks at 4-2. Lynchburg, the division winners in the first half at 500, 3-3, as are the Salem Red Sox. Meanwhile, the Carolina Mudcats, they're only 3 games back of first place at this stage, but sit in third, make it fifth, in the division, 2-4 overall, 3 games back, 3-7 over their last 10 games. The Delmarva Shorebirds, who struggled in the first half, off to a slow start overall and 4 games out of first. And then in the South Division, the Columbia Fireflies have completely flipped the script. They're one of the worst teams in all of minor league baseball, in the first half of the season, but are 5-1 to begin the second half. They sit in first place, a game in front of the Kannapolis Cannonballers at 4-2. Myrtle Beach, who beat Charleston yesterday, is 3-3. And then you have a three-way tie at the bottom between Augusta, Charleston, and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers at 2-4 overall. So the standings could still change on a moment's notice at this early portion of the second half schedule. The Woodpeckers playing game number 71 of their season tonight, and the Mudcats playing game number 72. The Mudcats back to the 500 mark at 36-36 overall, and the Woodpeckers at 33-38. Myself, Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey, delighted to be with you tonight on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV, filling in for Greg Young tonight as well, and we have all of the action coming up in just moments. 7 o'clock, first pitch tonight at Five County Stadium. The fans are filing in, the lines are chalked, the players are getting ready. We're ready for the singing of the national anthem in just moments as the Mudcats take the field. We'll step aside for a brief break, and on the other side, bring you the starting lineups and some more numbers on tonight's starting pitchers and first pitch as well. Coming up, Game 6, the Woodpeckers and the Mudcats in a moment on the Woodpeckers and Mudcats Broadcast Network.
Around the village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Locate the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
National anthem performed by Allie Davis.
Oh, say can you see so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Fantastic to be with you tonight, both on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network and the Carolina Mudcats Broadcast Network. I'm Andrew Chapman, along with my broadcast partner, Colin Casey. Tonight, Greg Young will be back tomorrow, filling in for him tonight. We're ready for Game 4 of the Woodpeckers, the single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros, and the host, Carolina Mudcats, the single-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. Yesterday, extra innings, if you weren't with us, a game that was low-scoring, tied 1-1 going into the 10th. The Woodpeckers were unable to score, and it was ultimately an RBI single from Henry Mendez, the game winner for the Mudcats, to jump them to 2-4 overall in the second half, 36-36 overall, and give them the upper hand in this series. And now they turn to right-hander Steven Cruz to try and guarantee themselves a split this week at home. He comes in with a 2-2 record and a 4.46 ERA. The eighth start to make it the ninth start of the year for Cruz.
There is
his ninth overall appearance as well. His ninth overall appearance. 36 and a third total innings of work for Cruz. He's given up 18 earned runs, 11, make it 10 walks, and 42 strikeouts. And with that, let's go ahead and meet the starting nine that he will face. The lineup card announced by Joe Thon, the manager of the Woodpeckers. Cody Orr will lead it off tonight for Fayetteville and play out in right field. Leo Stanley Molina, the second baseman, hits second. And Joey Loperfido is third, playing over at first base. Justin Williams is the designated hitter. He bats cleanup. Rainier Rivas is in left. He'll bat fifth. And Tyler Whitaker, the shortstop, is sixth. Yuri Ramirez, third baseman, seventh. Freddy Guillamo does the catching, hits eighth. And rounding it out is Jackson Hallmark, the center fielder. Great crowd on hand, filing in, filling a big chunk of that upper bowl along the third base and first base lines. Crowd should even get bigger and bigger throughout the weekend. Fireworks tonight, all three nights, as it is the start of July. Woodpeckers coming off 13 wins in the month of June. As Colin mentioned in the pregame show, their season high for a single month this year, and trying to get to that 500 mark in the second half, just like the Mudcats, both with a 2-4 overall record. Here's the wind, and the first pitch is up and inside on Cody Orr to get us started this evening. We're underway at 7:05 p.m. Eastern today. There was a little bit of rain that came through at about 5 o'clock, but it's since dried up. Partly cloudy, blue skies above our head, and 81 degrees. A little humid, but very comfortable for baseball tonight. Here comes the 2-0 to Cody Orr. And he takes just off of the inside, but that's called strike one. One ball and one strike on Cody. Orr comes in batting 222 with a home run and 11 driven in. The on-base percentage at 341. Here's the pitch. And he hits a line drive towards short. It kicks off of the glove of Vargas and rolls into left center field. Orr has himself a leadoff base hit. Vargas almost made a spectacular catch to start our ball game. He took two steps to his left. Really did not have much time to close in on that ball, and with the last-minute lunge, I think it hit right off the tip of the webbing. It'll be a base hit for Orr.
Yeah, he's been an incredible leadoff hitter as things have gone on throughout this series. You mentioned his on-base percentage. Definitely a difference between that and his batting average. Batting average only about 220, but 120 points more shows how much he's able to walk and just find ways to get on base, even when he's not hitting the ball at his best.
Line drive hit to right field on the first swing by Leo Stanley Molina, but it slices foul beyond the Fayetteville bullpen and over that lower bowl of seats for strike one. Yeah, you mentioned the walks, Colin. Cody Orr drew 13 of them in June. That was the most on the team. Miguel Palma, another one of those guys that limits the strikeouts and draws the walks, but he's out of the lineup today with Freddy Guillamo doing the catching. Another name missing from the lineup today is Logan Cerny. A pickoff throw over to first. Carolina's been prone to do that all week. And Orr dives back in safely, dirties up the front of that uniform. Cerny, just today, was named the Houston Astros Minor League Player of the Month for June. Hit over 300 in the month. And clubbed five home runs, drove in 23. But he's out of the lineup today. We'll see just how much that affects the Fayetteville offense. Daylon Miley, who's warming up in the bullpen down there, getting ready for his start tonight, has had to dodge a couple of line drives midway towards his starter. And he's in a no-ball, two-strike count. Molina coming off a month of June where he batted 236. He's at 224 overall in the season. Orr moving to second base. Here's the pitch. It's up and outside, and a one-hopping throw skips into center field. It's backed up by Chorio, and Orr couldn't get to his feet in time to go down to third. He'll hold at second base, and there won't be a throwing error on the Carolina catcher, Jose Cibrian.
Yeah, skipped that throw a little bit, but as you mentioned, Orr got a great jump. I think it really, when Cibrian had trouble getting that ball out of his mitt, kind of caused him to delay that throw, and can't afford to waste any time when Cody Orr is the one getting that secondary lead off of first base.
Pitch to Molina is an outside corner slider that missed the zone, and it's 2-2. Cody Orr is now right on the tail of Logan Cerny in stolen bases this year. That's 22 for Cody. Cerny still leads the club with 23. Altogether, that's the 126th stolen base by the Fayetteville runners this season. Molina stuck the bat out on an outside slider, looped it into the stands, and by the sound of it, I think a fan made a good catch.
No bounce necessary. Nice play.
I see a few gloves scattered across the ballpark today, but it's like most fans are going with the bare hand method for those foul balls. Here's the two-ball, two-strike pitch, and Molina pops it up into shallow right field. Going back on it is Robbie, the second baseman, and with the sunglasses on, battling that sun, he makes a two-handed grab above his hat for the first out of the first inning. And, Colin, let's go ahead and meet the rest of the Mudcats around the diamond today.
As you mentioned, Jose Cibrian doing the catching for Steven Cruz. Over at first, Luis Silva, Zach Robbie at second, Jeremy Vargas, the shortstop, and at third is Gene Carmona. Left to right in the outfield, Hedbert Perez in left, Jackson Chirillo in center, and Henry Mendez, the right fielder for Carolina.
In steps the left-handed hitting Joey Loperfido, and he takes the first pitch outside, a changeup, ball one. Joey, the top hitter in this Woodpeckers order. 3-10 hitter with five driven in. He had a two-run home run the opposite way over that high wall in left back on Wednesday night. Here's the pitch. And he flies it opposite way, shallow though. It'll exit the infield. Carmona and Vargas going out. It is Vargas, the shortstop, making the grab. A little too shallow for Perez, the left fielder coming in. And Loperfido pops out. It's the leadoff single. Cody Orr hanging out on second base. And then consecutive pop-ups, keeping the middle infielders busy. And now it's Justin Williams. Steven Cruz is a 20-year-old, stands 6'2" out there on the mound. He's originally from Nicaragua and signed internationally with the Milwaukee Brewers back in July of 2019. First pitch to Williams is off the plate outside. 91-mile-per-hour fastball from Cruz. 1-0 count on the Fayetteville cleanup man. 20 hits, a .286 average in June. And he's at .286 on the season. He started his year right about early June and wasn't with the Woodpeckers in April and May. Inside fastball called a strike as Cruz uses the other half of the plate. Got that call from home plate man Corey Gerber. And working the bases today is Nobu Yasuda. Two-man crew flip-flopping throughout the week. They're in the black hats, the black polos, and the gray pants. Woodpeckers are back in the road grays for a third straight night after wearing the reds on Tuesday. The gray top, the black belt, gray pants, black pinstripe, and high black socks for Williams. He reaches down low to get a breaking ball, flies it out to right, fairly deep for Mendez, but in front of the track, he hardly has to move and makes the catch to end the inning. Leadoff single given up by Cruz, but that is all. The Woodpeckers leave a man stranded in scoring position to start the night, and the Mudcats are coming up. Mendez, Chorio, and Perez lead it off when we return. Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Look near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. We are just underway at Five County Stadium on a Friday night in Zebulon. It's scoreless game in the bottom of the first inning. Woodpeckers had a leadoff base hit from Cody Orr, but left him stranded on second base. Now it's Hendry Mendez, the left-handed hitter, leading it off against Fayetteville starter Dalen Miley. And his first pitch is a changeup on the low outside corner, called strike one. Jackson Chorio is next, and then Hedbert Perez hits third. Jose Cibrian, the catcher, bats cleanup, and Zach Robbie, the second baseman, is fifth. Here's the 0-1. And it is a low breaking ball. Third for a 1-1 count. Gene Carmona will hit sixth and play over at third. Jeremy Vargas, seventh. Jesus Garcia, the DH, is eight. And Luis Silva, the first baseman, rounds out the lineup for the skipper at the helm of the Carolina club for his first season, Victor Esteves. Line drive the opposite way. Backhanded by Ramirez as he goes down to the ground, pops to his feet, and throws across the diamond in time. Great play by Yuris Ramirez. As he was playing shallow towards the fringe of that grass, had little to no time to react, went down to the ground, and then was able to settle down the play and throw accurately to Loperfido for the first out. Jackson Chorio coming up, and Colin has the Fayetteville defense for you tonight.
And Ramirez over at the hot corner. Tyler Whitaker draws in the lineup at short. He leaves Danny Molina at second, and Joey Loperfido, the first baseman. Left to right in the outfield, Rainier Rivas, Jackson Hallmark, and Cody Orr. As the first pitch is chopped foul up the third baseline. And Freddie Guillamo does the catching for Dalen Miley.
Hey, Guillamo catching in his second game, but the Woodpeckers very happy to have Palma back in the rotation as well after missing most of last week. Here's the 0-1 and a pop fly back our way that will thump on top of the press box and bring it to an 0-2 count on Jackson Chorio. He's one of the Mudcats' top hitters this season at 320 overall, 8 homers, 36 RBIs, but the Woodpeckers and their pitching staff have held him pretty quiet. Just 1 for 13. His one base hit is a triple, but no walks and 6 strikeouts, and now Chorio loops it high on the infield left side. Yuris Ramirez with his hand stretched to his side, calling off his shortstop, and he makes the catch for out number 2. So Yuris Ramirez, third baseman, heavily involved on the defensive end in the early going.
Busy for him over there at third. I'm interested, Chappie, in how this start goes for Dalen Miley, because remember the last time he pitched was in a series against Augusta, but he only went one inning in relief through 14 pitches. So it's been a couple of weeks since he's gone on an extended outing. Very intrigued to see how long his leash ends up being here.
We mentioned in the pregame show, very similar numbers this year to that of Steven Cruz, the Carolina starter. Hedbert Perez into the left side, and a first pitch slider drops in for strike one. Miley at 2-2, 4.36 ERA. He's pitching in his 14th game and making his 7th start. 44 innings of work. He's given up 21 earned runs, 34 walks, 55 strikeouts. His pitch, another breaking ball, and it misses away to Perez, and the count is 1-1.
He had that rough outing, too, against Carolina back on May 15th, so trying to improve upon that after the Mudcats hit him around a little bit back at Segra Stadium.
1-1 pitch was a changeup that got high and outside on Miley. 2-1 on Perez.
They actually didn't really hit him around. He only gave up one hit, but he issued 6 walks.
At the belt, Miley working exclusively out of the stretch. Misses high and outside with a slider. So we were telling you how the Woodpeckers are in the road graze today. Meanwhile, the Carolina Mudcats have broken out the black unis for the first time this week. It's a sharp uniform, black top with that red detail down the sides of the torso. Pitch home, and Perez whips through a fastball from Miley on the 3-1, now full count. Red numbers on the backs. I believe it says Mudcats on the front of those uniforms. White pants with a black pinstripe and high black socks for Perez in that left side. Infield in a slight shift to the pull side of the lefty. Miley's 3-2 is popped a mile high, right side of the infield, and now Leo's Danny Molina getting involved. The second baseman backpedals last minute, gets onto the fringe of the outfield grass and secures it for out number three. 1-2-3, bottom of the first for Dale and Miley, and we're scoreless after one tonight in Zebulon. Stay tuned, the second inning is next on the Woodpeckers and Mudcats Broadcast Network.
It's the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. It is the top of the second inning, and Rainier Rivas gets it going for the Woodpeckers. He leads off, and then Tyler Whitaker and Yuris Ramirez against Steven Cruz, who gave up leadoff single in the first but left a man in scoring position, Cody Orr. Right as Cruz started to wind, Rivas calls for time. You only get two of those as a batter, just kind of like a pitcher. He can step off a couple of times per at-bat. Rivas ready. Here's the pitch from Cruz to start the second, and it's an inside fastball. And 0-1 count. Rivas was a part of the big 8-run effort for the Woodpeckers on Wednesday night, hitting a 2-run home run just over that short right field wall in the third inning. 0-1 pitch is just off the outside. And Cruz effectively using both sides of the plate against the lefty Rivas. 171 hitter, 3 homers and 10 driven in. Had the only extra base hit from either side yesterday. Reaches out and lines one foul beyond the left field bleachers and out of play, keep it at 0-2.
We talked about how Miley struggled in his one appearance against Carolina. It was the opposite for Steven Cruz. Made his debut against Fayetteville on May 15th, and he was about as unhittable as it gets.
And there's a reluctant-looking swing from Rivas, and Steven Cruz picks up his first strikeout of the day. Yeah, Colin, in that game against Fayetteville, those 5 strikeouts. Season high for him is 8. He did that back on May 8th on the road against a difficult Charleston River Dogs team. And in that game, he went 4 scoreless as well. So he's dominated on the mound against some of the best teams in the league this year. And the Woodpeckers will try and figure him out second time around. Whitaker lines one right field, and that will stay up long enough for Mendez to secure it right at his chest. And there's 2 very quick outs for Cruz on the strikeout and the lineout. It sends Yuris Ramirez, right-handed hitting third baseman, to the plate. Here at this stage of the night at Five County Stadium, the lights are on, but no need for them just yet. The sun is setting. Most of the infield grass and all of the home plate area, mound included, are covered in shadows, but some of those middle infielders still having to battle the sunlight as a fastball misses up high. They appeal up the first baseline. Nobu Yasuda says that Ramirez held the swing. You have Vargas and Robbie with the sunglasses on, but third base, Carmona and Silva over at first. They're in the shade now, and all the outfielders are illuminated. Some stadium light shadows starting to creep up on Perez out in left field, though. Here comes the 1-0, and it's a fastball strike on the inner half. Both sides were a little unpleased with Yasuda's strike zone yesterday. See if Corey Gerber can eliminate some of the complaints from both Doug. That either of these ball clubs have had this two-man umpiring crew in Yasuda and Gerber. It's funny how that works. Carolina and Fayetteville have had a lot of the same umpires over the first half of the year, but now with the second half of the season starting up, perhaps new umpiring crews had a chance to work with new teams. And Steven Cruz, he doesn't need balls or strikes getting called for him. He gets Ramirez swinging and missing and strikes out a pair in the second. He goes 1-2-3, and we're still scoreless after 1.5 tonight in Zebulon. It'll be Cibrian, Robbie, and Carmona coming up when we return.
Elizabeth Luger, going head-to-head. You got to be the top answer for the following question. The first person to ring in, we're going to crack at the board. We only are taking the top answer. We
told the Village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Jose Cibrian, cleanup man for the Mudcats, steps in for the first time this evening, leading off the bottom of the second, no score. And Dalen Miley back out there on the bump. He went 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. Retired Mendez, Chorio, and Perez in order, and his first pitch to Cibrian is an up and inside changeup, 1-0. Infield mostly straight up against Cibrian. He lashes a ground ball past the dive of Ramirez. It kicked off of his glove and gets into the bullpen. Ricochets off of the sidewall. Rivas gets to it quick and fires one to second base to hold Cibrian to a single.
Yeah, it's a great job by Rivas to get to that ball that quickly. And there's a pretty big cutout that goes almost to the foul line down the left field line. So it hit hard off of there past the dive of Ramirez. And even though Rivas isn't the best defender out there in the outfield, he has himself a pretty strong arm and got that one in quickly.
And Yuri Ramirez has had a couple of really hard hit baseballs already go his way. Was able to make the play on the Mendez grounder. Hit in the first, but that one just out of his backhand side reach, and now it's Zach Robbie who takes a high pitch for ball one. Cibrian comes up with his second base hit this week. He's now 2-for-6 over a few games. Yesterday he wasn't in the starting lineup. He came on as a ninth inning pinch hitter. But gets the start today, right in the thick of things in the cleanup spot. Zach Robbie having a 2-for-13 series, but he's come up with a couple of big at-bats, including an RBI single in last night's game in the sixth inning that tied it 1-1. It was thanks to Robbie that the game ended up going extras. Pitch missed outside to him, and it's a 2-1 count. Miley peeking over that left shoulder. Short lead for Cibrian off of first. Here's the pitch. Robbie takes bottom of the zone, called strike. His other hit was a two-run double in the 8-5 win on Tuesday night. So, while Robbie hasn't tallied up a ton of hits, they've been important ones when he has gotten them. 2-2 on the way. And Robbie fists it, foul territory, first base side. Loperfido drifting over, gets to the extended warning track and makes the grab in front of his own dugout. So Robbie fouls out for the first out. Cibrian holds it first base. And it brings up Gene Carmona, the third baseman.
I think who Carolina's really missing in this series is Alberis Ferrer. Obviously gives you depth at the infield position, but he had himself an outstanding game against Fayetteville back on May 15th, where he drove in six runs, ripped a grand slam at Segra Stadium. So he's a guy who had a lot of success against the Woodpeckers in the first series between these two teams.
First pitch fastball in 91, misses down and inside to Gene Carmona. 1-for-7 this week with an RBI and three strikeouts. He was a part of the lineup yesterday and was hitting eighth. Pitched down to the dirt, smothered by Guillamo, and it keeps Cibrian down at first base. So today he jumps up a couple of spots. He reached twice in last night's ballgame, was hit by a pitch, got grazed on the knee by a Christian Mejia's fastball in the second inning, and then singled to get on in the fifth. That was one of just two base hits against the Fayetteville starter Mejia's that went scoreless and was very efficient. 1-1. Breaking balls, that slider from Miley just outside, a little bit low. That's really not a bad placement of that breaking ball, but a good take by Carmona. Gets him ahead, two balls and a strike. Whitaker, the shortstop, playing towards the middle. Ramirez off of that third base line, and Molina straight up at second base. Pitch is lined into the screen, back of home. 2-2. We were talking about the mitts, the foul balls in the first inning, and this is a prime ballpark to get some foul balls here at Five County Stadium. Those liners will go right into the net, but those will fall right into the crowd every time. It's a ballpark that really stacks the seats up quick, and it looks like you're on a mountain when you're up at the top rows. Here's the pitch down to the dirt. Kicks away from Guillamo, and Jose Cibrian makes it down to second base.
Not to mention the Sky Lounge down the first base side's got this big roof that's angled at about 45 degrees, so anything that hits it's very likely to roll back down into the seats. So good opportunities all around the ballpark to get yourself a souvenir.
3-2 on Carmona, and Miley will step off. I did learn last night, though, Colin, that roof has gutters, so some of those baseballs get caught in the gutter.
Good catch. I didn't even notice that.
3-2 pitch is off the inside, and Carmona draws a walk. That's the first walk given up by Miley today. And the Mudcats have two on with one out. And Jeremy Vargas will come up for the first time.
And just the first walk for Miley, and to his credit, that was a lengthy at-bat where he had Carmona on the ropes, just couldn't put him away. So good to see him finding the strike zone a little bit more compared to his last outing against Carolina. And this will be a big test for him early, see if he can get out of this inning with two runners on and less than two outs.
First pitch to Vargas, misses down and away. Vargas needs a base hit to creep that average up over 200. He's at 199. Three home runs, 23 driven in, but has a solid on-base percentage at 339. He is a patient hitter. He's walked twice in this series, and the pitch is low. Fastball from Miley. Falls behind 2-0 after giving up the walk. Yesterday, the Woodpeckers pitching staff did a pretty good job at limiting the base on balls, giving up just four to the Mudcats over the 10-inning ballgame. Here comes the 2-0, and it's a grounder hit towards third. It tucks inside of the line, a fair ball, and it gets beyond the bullpen. Cibrian turns third. He's coming down the line, and he scores. Carmona gets to third, and Vargas has an RBI double to open it up tonight. It's 1-0.
Just like what we saw from Cibrian to open the inning, down that left field line, snuck it past Ramirez. That's a tough corner to play anyways. Got that kick friendly off the wall for Rivas, but by then, too much speed from Cibrian coming down, rounding third. And starting to figure out Miley in the second inning after it was smooth sailing, 1-2-3. Woodpeckers are going to bring the infield in and try to cut down that lead run, keep the deficit at 1-0.
And if you're Ramirez right now, last thing you want to do is play even more shallow after you've had three really hard-hit balls come your way already tonight. Two of them have got beyond his reach, Cibrian and now Jeremy Vargas. First hit for Vargas this week is a big one. And they're standing at second and third, still with just one out. Jesus Garcia, batting for the first time in this series, gets put right into a key spot. The eight hitter and DH tonight for the Mudcats in a 1-0 count. Infield in the pitch. It's down low. Fastball by Miley. Two ball, no strike count. The outfield is playing pretty deep right now for the Woodpeckers. They want to try and prevent Vargas from scoring off of second on a base hit to the outfield, the no doubles alignment. Miley gets the sign from Guillamo. Target set inside, and he hit his spot perfect. There's a changeup that squeezes in, 2-1. Jesus Garcia does not have a hit yet this season with the Mudcats in just a couple of games. Would be a big time for one here. And a bouncing ball hit foul just to the left of third. Again, it goes the way of Yuri Ramirez, and every pitch that comes home, Ramirez probably just planning on it coming his way.
Busy start over there. That's why they call it the hot corner. Everything hit really hard towards him. But a hard hit ball, if he gets it, his instinct is to throw this ball home and try to get that lead runner out.
Pitch to Garcia. He reaches out and nubs it foul. Victor Estevez.
Something about second innings this year have not been good for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They've been outscored 62-32 in the second inning. Easily their worst scoring margin out of any inning in 2022.
Jesus Garcia from Caracas, Venezuela. The 19-year-old has to bail out of the way of an inside pitch. It was a 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Miley to wake you up. Open base down on first, a walk with Lodum. And bring up Luis Silva, who struck out three times yesterday and had to be replaced on the offensive end in the ninth inning. 3-2 payoff. Is swung on and missed. It bounces away from Guillamo. He jumps on top, throws up the first baseline wild, and it gets into the bullpen. This will bring home multiple runs. Carmona scores from third. Vargas trailing behind him. The throw to the plate is late, and chaos ensues on a wild throw. The Mudcats have a 3-0 lead on a huge throwing error by Freddy Guillamo behind the plate.
That's a brutal one. Looked like there was no threat at all for man at third Carmona to bolt home. He pretty much was committed to standing pat with Miley covering the plate, and Guillamo just simply rushed it, fired it over the head of Lo Perfido into right field. Plenty of room for both runners to come across to score, and that's just an example of compounding things. Ball gets away from you, you just got to take your time and try to get that out at first, but Guillamo just simply rushed it.
So John Kovalik, the Fayetteville pitching coach, going out there on the mound to try and chill out some of the frustrations of his starter, Dalen Miley, who was throwing stuff in the zone but getting hit. And then he drops a good 3-2 slider down in the dirt, but the catcher, Freddy Guillamo, after doing a good job of blocking that ball, keeping it close, just sails one up the line. And usually Freddy Guillamo, a pretty reliable catcher on the defensive end. He's been getting progressively better as the year has gone on. But that was here in the early going. So they find themselves down three runs, still just one out after the strikeout to Garcia, the two-base error that puts him into scoring position. And here's Luis Silva swinging and lining the first pitch into right field. It's picked up by Cody Orr, and they will stop Garcia at third. Wise decision by Victor Estevez. That throw on the money from Cody Orr coming in. But a base hit on the first pitch for Luis Silva, and that'll help him put yesterday's rough night at the plate behind him. He was 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. Had to be pinch hit for in the ninth inning during a pressure spot. Is slotted back in the lineup card today by his manager and starts out 1-for-1.
Got to give a lot of credit to the 6-9 for Carolina here in the second inning. Walk, double, strikeout, but reaching on the error, and then the single there from Silva. So they've come through big time in the second after the 1-3 went 1-2 and 3 in the bottom of the first inning.
Yep, Henry Mendez, the leadoff man for these Mudcats, gets to hit for a second straight inning, the seventh batter to step to the plate. And a first pitch slider offered up by Miley missed down to the dirt. There is activity in the Fayetteville bullpen down that right field line. Here comes Miley's 1-0 pitch with runners on the corners. A check swing on a high fastball. The appeal, they say no, he did not go. And the count runs to 2 balls and no strikes. It is Fabricio Reyna warming up out there in the Fayetteville pen. He's a guy that would need to serve as a bridge, maybe eat up an inning or two if Miley can't get out of this second. A peek to first, the pitch. 2-0 is chopped foul right of home plate. 2-1 count. Colin, you mentioned Miley coming off of that one inning outing in relief against the Augusta Green Jackets last week. So his arm is plenty rested for a day like today where he might have to throw a lot of pitches. Fastball on the outside corner. We mentioned it a lot to our Woodpeckers fan base on our broadcast, but for any Carolina fans interested, there is kind of pitch app employees on a lot of these guys. Usually don't let them throw 35 pitches more than that in an inning. Here's a dribbler up along the first baseline. It's barehanded by Miley. He underhand flips to Loperfido to get Mendez, but the run scores from third. Garcia crosses the plate. 4-0 Mudcats. And Mendez will get the RBI. That's an unearned run to Miley, the last three runs that have come across a runner.
That's the right play there from Daylen, you know. Got to cut your losses in an inning like this. Just take the sure out at first. No point in trying to force a throw home. Just take the sure out and get one step closer to getting out of this tough inning.
Miley is at 41 pitches. He's thrown 23 strikes and a step off for Miley before he throws his first pitch to Jackson Chorio.
I think he only threw 12 in the first inning, so yeah. A lot of them coming in the second.
Still not in immediate danger of being pulled due to a pitch count circumstance, but would like to try and get this out as efficiently as he can and get it back to his offense after a 4-run Carolina second inning. It's the most runs that the Mudcats have scored in an inning all season series long, should say. Here comes the 1-0, and it's down to the dirt. It gets by Freddie, kicks to his right side, and that'll put the runner down to third. Luis Silva is now standing 90 feet away.
Tough inning defensively for the battery. A couple wild pitches from Miley, and Guillamo had the bad throw. Having a little bit of trouble keeping those spike breaking balls in front of him. It's just been one of those innings for Fayetteville, and right now just hoping to keep it at four with that runner at third and two outs in the inning.
Steven Cruz getting a nice breather down in the Carolina dugout during this long inning. Now a line drive slicing down the right field side, and a fan made a great catch. That was a foul ball that got over the wall, and fan had the glove, plucked it right out of the air.
Yeah, with all the experience these Mudcat fans have going after foul balls, they got to be among the Carolina League leaders as far as fans go in fielding percentage.
Yeah, absolutely. You're all about the fielding percentages in the league this year, and these fans tonight are a perfect 1,000, 2-for-2. I think we got one bare hand catch, one glove catch. The pitch. Line drive, center field. That will fall for a base hit and bring home another run. Silva scores, and Chorio wants two. Here comes the throw. It's cut off by Molina. He has an RBI double. 5-0 Mudcats.
That's how dangerous Jackson Chorio is. Great contact hitter, has 8 home runs on the season, can hit for power, but man, on a ball that looked like it's a single for most guys, Chorio did not hesitate to round first base, and he's able to get into second easily. The throw was cut off, but he created his own circumstance there by making Fayetteville rush that throw in. Hallmark wasn't expecting him to take second base, and just a hustle double from Chorio.
Hedbert Perez steps in, and he is the 9th Mudcat to face Daylen Miley in this second inning. A look to second and the pitch. It's down to the dirt. Stays close to Guillamo. 1-0 count. The Milwaukee Brewers' number 3 overall prospect, Jackson Chorio, has 2 base hits this week, and they've both gone for extra bases. The triple on Tuesday, and the RBI double here tonight. That's his first RBI of the series.
Yeah, Brewers real ripe when it comes to outfield prospects. I mean, you look further up, Joey Weimer, top 100 prospect as well. Sal Frelick, drafted last year, another guy in this system. There's plenty of outfielders on the way from Milwaukee.
Here comes the 1-0 pitch, and a fly ball hit deep out into right field, but playable in front of the track as Orr drifts to his right, makes a shoulder-high squeeze, and this long second inning comes to a merciful end for the Woodpeckers and Dalen Miley. Carolina puts up a five spot. A few of those runs will be unearned on Miley due to the throwing error, but they take advantage and are up big early in front of this Friday night crowd. We play the third inning next, 5-0 Carolina.
Bongo Cam, so warm with those hands.
The baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes life.
The catcher, Freddie.
Back in Zebulon, top of the third, and this big Friday night crowd is delighted. The Mudcats take a 5-0 lead on the Woodpeckers in the second. Three earned runs against Miley, a couple of unearned runs due to a throwing error in that frame. Now Steven Cruz, after his long breather, goes back out there for the third, and the very first pitch is a fly ball pulled out into left field and easily caught by Perez. Hardly had to move. That's Freddie Guillamo flying out. He goes to 0-for-1. Steven Cruz has retired 7 in a row since the single opened up the game. To talk to you about all of that and more over the next couple innings of play-by-play, let's send it over to Colin Casey.
Thanks, Chappie. Jackson Hallmark kicks things. Well, actually, he's the second batter to bat here in this third pitch. And Hallmark watches a fastball up and away. Jackson still looking for his first home run on the season, hitting 182 and has driven in 9 RBIs. But that OBP's taken a bunch of jumps forward over the last couple of weeks. Now hitting 307 in that department as he fouls one off straight back. Hallmark missed a little bit of time early in the season due to an injury. Came back and has slowly but surely gotten the feel at the plate more and more, and hits a broken bat grounder to second. Zach Robbie, a quick throw. It's in time for the 4-3 putout. Based on the sound test, Chappie, I think that's two broken bats in the inning that have been generated by Steven Cruz. So no rust being shown after sitting for a while. Two quick outs to begin the third.
Yeah, the crowd microphone that they have here in Five County Stadium, the one that Greg Young employs on his broadcast, we're stealing it for ours this week as well, and it really gets that crisp sound off of the bat. Sometimes it's just a clean hit, but it almost sounds like the bat is broken. I think Hallmark did snap the twig there, though. Bat boy was inspecting it as well.
Cody Orr watches strike one. Looks to replicate the success he had against Cruz his first time up with a single. Takes a big cut, foul tips it, quickly down 0-2. I mean, can't ask for much more out of Cruz after a long wait during the bottom of the second inning in which his team put up 5 runs. Comes back out there immediately throwing strikes. As we've got a bit of a delay, that foul tip caught catcher Jose Cibrian in a non-padded area. That'll prompt a visit from the trainer, Kendall Crowell, along with manager Victor Estevez.
Yeah, Cibrian pointing at his shoulder And some of those catchers will wear the extended shoulder pads, the one that really cover the whole shoulder almost all the way to the upper arm, but Cibrian doesn't have that. He just has the protector that covers the collarbone area, and that got him right in the side of the right shoulder, which is his throwing arm, too, so you have to take that into a little bit. These catchers are pretty well protected, but every once in a while, you'll get hit where you don't have any padding, and you'll still feel it.
Putting the mask back on, though, appears to be staying in the ball game. The good news for Carolina, they have some serious depth at the catcher position. Four on the roster, including three in the starting lineup today. Luis Silva over at first base can go behind the plate, as can designated hitter Jesus Garcia. So for now, though, cleanup man will stay in the ball game, gets back in the crouch, and it'll be an 0-2 count to Cody Orr. Cruz trying to make it back-to-back, 1-2-3 innings and nine straight retired. Time is granted. Nicaragua native toes the rubber. Long peer into his catcher, now the 0-2. Fastball, check swing, and appeal, and Orr held up. According to the field umpire, it's 1-2. The only hit so far for the Woodpeckers. He's had a couple of doubles in this series so far. But here he waves at a breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike three. Third strikeout for Steven Cruz, and he has set down nine straight Woodpecker batters after allowing a leadoff single to Orr in the first inning. He has been virtually unhittable since then. We head to the bottom of the third, still a 5-0 lead for the Carolina Mudcats here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Let's find out. On your mark, get set, go! It looks like Zebulon's out to an early lead. Ninth down, trying to keep pace. Wendell's catching up. Looks like Ninth down popped the tire. That would never happen on a go rally bus. And Zebulon, by Wendell and Ninth down. Getting around town is easier and more fun than ever before with go rally, featuring free Wi-Fi. Shorter wait times and expanded service to Ninth Dale, Wooddale, and Zebulon. Go Rally and its over 1,400 stops. It's everywhere you want to go. Visit GoRally.org to find your route.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers as we head to the bottom of the third inning, a 5-0 lead for the Carolina Mudcats, and Edinson Batista comes on for the third inning. First pitch he throws is hit on the ground sharply to short. Tyler Whitaker fields it, throws on to Loperfido as he is able to retire the first batter he faces in the ball game. Jose Cibrian heads back to the dugout on one pitch. Batista was not the one who was warming up during the bottom of the second inning, in which Carolina scored five runs. It was Fabricio Reyna, but manager Joe Thon opts to skip the bridge and go straight to Batista, who had himself a really impressive run over the month of June, in which he had a long scoreless inning streak. Misses with a fastball to Zach Robbie for ball one.
Yeah, Batista has a 3-2 record, 3.28 ERA. It's his 13th game of the year and ninth out of the bullpen.
Robbie watches one miss down and away.
49 and two-thirds innings, Colin. He has given up 18 earned runs in just one home run in pretty much 50 innings of baseball this season. 23 walks, 56.
Foul ball sent straight back. He's been a valuable guy, no matter what the role's been, out of the bullpen or as a starting pitcher. That's kind of the pitcher you have to be if you want to be on this Woodpecker squad. Got to be able to go both ways. Fastball on the outside corner, and Batista fights back to even the count. Zach Robbie, his first time up, popped out. Came last inning. He's able to work the count back full on a breaking ball in the dirt.
I think one of the reasons, Colin, you saw Reyna warming up in the second inning, but now Batista here in the third, is because there really was not a lot of just strictly relievers used yesterday by Fayetteville. Miguel Uyola and Christian Mejias ate up the bulk of the innings. Franlin Garcia got just one out, and DeLabio was out there briefly in the 10th. So you can try and get some length out of Batista here and then pitch with relievers towards the back end of tonight's game.
That's a good point. They can be very flexible as that payoff pitch was fouled off by Robbie. Of course, as the season goes on, the leash grows for a lot of these guys. 3-2 hit towards Whitaker once again. Fields it in between hops. Throw is in plenty of time. So a couple of 6-3s generated by Edinson Batista. And he's quickly got the first two outs at the bottom of the third.
Yuri Ramirez got to be saying thank you and enjoying watching his shortstop finally make some plays after everything was going his way first couple of innings. Now the Mudcats giving Tyler Whitaker a little bit of action.
Left-handed hitting Gene Carmona. Watches a fastball miss down and away for ball one. Carmona drew a walk, came around to score in that big inning. Was on third base when that errant throw from Guillamo allowed him to trot on home. Guillamo with a good frame job on that pitch. Count is even 1-1. Pitch pulls the string for third inning, 1-2. Winds up, and this one is chopped on the ground outside first. Going to make it second 1-2-3 inning of the ball game, despite the score. First inning went 1-2-3 for Daylon Miley, who wraps up giving up 5 runs, 3 of them earned, and is on the hook for the loss. This one hit sharply out towards the right center field gap. Long run for the center fielder. Hallmark, he can't get there. It makes its way to the wall. Cruising into second base is Gene Carmona, and he has himself a 2-out double.
Carmona didn't even look like he had his bottom half in that swing. It wasn't a terrible pitch by Batista, located on the outer half of the strike zone, and Carmona just extended the arms as far as they could go and found the barrel of the bat in the process and went a long way. Jackson Hallmark, pretty athletic guy who could play multiple positions on the infield and in the outfield, and almost was able to cut that one off in the alleyway, but for Carmona, he's having one of the better games so far of his Mudcats career.
Jeremy Vargas watches strike one on the outside corner. Vargas himself had a double last inning, 1-2 in the 5-run frame for Carolina, the other coming from Jackson Shorio. Shorio in that similar spot as a check swing, and Vargas did go around, so he falls behind 0-2. Sun continues to set here in Zebulon. Batista working from the stretch now. A look at second on the moves the runner, but it swung on and missed. Vargas goes down on strikes. That's the first strikeout by any Woodpeckers pitcher tonight, or pardon me, that's actually the second, including the drop third strike. So the first one that results in an out, and the inning is over. So Edinson Batista stabilized. We head to the fourth, still 5-0 the lead for the Mudcats from Zebulon.
Thank you.
the second baseman there is batting in the ring.
On to the fourth, 5-0 the lead for Carolina over the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Fayetteville trying to get on the board as Leo's Danny Molina, the two-hitter, leads things off against Steven Cruz, and he swings the first pitch, sends it out towards center field. He makes an over-the-shoulder catch in front of the warning track out in deep center field. And for the second straight inning, leadoff man for the Woodpeckers retired on just one pitch, an efficient start to this ball game for Steven Cruz out there.
10 in a row now for Cruz, and Cody Orr, only guy to figure him out on the second pitch of the game. Molina, guy who gave that ball a pretty good ride. He didn't hit a home run in the month of June. He'd like to get back to that after hitting a couple in April and May.
Check swing from Joey Loperfido, the first baseman, but he's able to hold up. Loperfido popped out short in his first trip back in the first inning. Cruz from the windup, as he's been in much of this ball game, but he sails a fastball. Fourth of July weekend. Carolina League action all weekend long. Fastball in the outside corner. Still after tonight, two more games for Fayetteville out here in Zebulon before they immediately make the trip back home and play on the 4th of July as Loperfido watches strike two. It's 2-2 for the former Duke Blue Devil, but Woodpeckers will start their series against the Down East Wood Ducks on the 4th before having Tuesday off and then playing the next five games through Sunday. Fastball outside, and Cruz in danger of issuing his first walk of the ball game. Loperfido awaits. Here's the payoff pitch. Breaking ball, and Loperfido just gets a piece of it to stay alive.
Loperfido came up in a big spot yesterday in the ninth inning, where there was the extra runner on second base with two outs. He struck out looking. So that ended his night on a sour note. He comes in with a lot of motivation today.
And he hits this one well down the left field line. It's slicing. Cruising into second base with a double is Loperfido. So a one out extra base hit for the three hitter for Fayetteville. And Loperfido really likes that left field line. He had a home run earlier in the series down the left field line, his fifth of the season, and this time he peppers that wall and cruises into second base.
Yeah, and he's been going very far to the opposite field this whole series. Like you said, Colin, the two-run home run on Wednesday. He's got Oppo with a couple home runs in Kannapolis and Segra Stadium as well, but most of those have been to left center field. He's really pushing it down that line with power this week.
First pitch to Justin Williams misses. 14th double of the year for Loperfido. And for the second time tonight, the Woodpeckers have a runner in scoring position after Orr swiped second when he had the leadoff single to begin the ball game. Big cut by Williams. Can't make contact. Williams' first time up, flew out to right field to end the first. There has not been much of a learning curve since he's joined the team last month. Lined and speared on a hop over at short. Vargas makes the throw across. Wasn't sure if he caught it on the fly or not, but field umpire ruling that ball hit dirt first. Nonetheless, throw in plenty of time to get Williams, and forced to stay at second is Loperfido, now with two away.
Yeah, Vargas isn't the everyday shortstop on this club. That's Eduardo Garcia, who's out of the lineup today, getting the day off, but Vargas played that one perfectly, going down to a knee, keeping his chest in front of it, making sure he could block it even if he didn't field it cleanly, and converts the play, keeps the runner on second base.
Rainier Rivas fouls off the first pitch right around home plate. Rivas, the first strikeout victim for Cruz, his last time up. Coming in with an RBI chance, like Loperfido, he has himself a home run in this series, coming in that 8 on Wednesday night. Fastball up and away. But all that offense really coming in that victory for Fayetteville. Outside of that, couple of quiet one-run performances on Tuesday and last night. Rivas jammed a little bit, skies it down the left field line. This one is falling quickly in the triangle, but charging and making the catch is Perez, the left fielder. And Steven Cruz able to pitch around the double to Lo Profito. Make it four scoreless innings for the right-hander for Carolina as the Mudcats lead it 5-0 through 3.5. One hitters due up for Carolina in the bottom of the fourth inning. Colin Casey alongside Andrew Chapman bring you coverage on this beautiful Friday night from Zebulon, North Carolina. Edinson Batista on for his second inning of work for Fayetteville. Misses inside with a fastball to Jesus Garcia, who struck out but reached first on a poor throw from the catcher Freddie Guillamo after the ball got away from him. Allowed two runs to score and really got the inning going for Carolina, prompted them to score five runs, and that's been the difference so far. 2-0 from Batista. Fastball at the letters, but he can't get the call. It's 3-0. Final line for Daylon Miley ends up going two innings, giving up five runs, three of them earned on four hits, one walk, and was unable to record a strikeout as the 3-0 is over from Batista. Miley hoping for a comeback, or else he's on the hook for this one. As the 3-1 below the knees and a leadoff walk for Jesus Garcia. Just the second one issued by Fayetteville pitching, but leadoff man is on for the second time tonight for Carolina.
Yeah, the last couple of nights, Colin, the walks have ended up coming around and being converted to runs by the Mudcats. Yesterday in the sixth inning, a walk led to the only run over nine innings for Carolina on a base hit. And today, when Gene Carmona reached on ball four, he ended up scoring. So they've been two for two in that respect. And now Garcia on to lead off an inning. Try and keep the pattern going for them.
Luis Silva, one for one with a single and a run scored. 1-0 to the righty. Down and with command a little bit in this second inning of work, as Freddy Villamo will head to the mound and talk to his pitcher. Let's take a look as of now around the rest of the Houston Astros farm system. Not much to report, honestly, so far. One game that's well underway was Asheville hosting Bowling Green. 1-0 lead on a Quincy Hamilton solo home run, former Woodpecker from earlier in the year. However, game has been suspended and will be resumed tomorrow due to weather. So the tourists will have to wait to try to close out that victory against Bowling Green, a really strong team out in High A. Fastball called a strike, and Batista able to battle back with a 2-0 strike to make it 2-1. Garcia takes his lead off first. He's not in motion. That one is chopped up the third baseline, foul.
Calling the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers are the high affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, where these Carolina Mudcats go. And a former Mudcat, Darian Miller, has hit a grand slam in today's game. They're in the early going against the Cedar Rapids Colonels, and Wisconsin's up 5-0 on the Miller grand slam in the bottom of the first.
Just like the Mudcats are here in Zebulon. 2-2 is flared off to the right. Loperfido gives it a look, but it will clear the protective netting and hop up into the bleachers. So the count remains 2-2. Batista struck out Jeremy Vargas to end the third inning, looking for strikeout number two. Pitch, runner going. This one hit into left field for a base hit as Garcia not slowing around. He's heading into third, dives, and he is safe. Tag is late from Yaris Ramirez. So Luis Silva comes through with a single to left, and just like in the second, Carolina off to a strong start in the fourth. Those even number innings being kind to the Mudcats. The card turns over.
And Luis Silva right now enjoying one of his best days on the offensive side of things for the Mudcats. It hurts your confidence a little bit when the manager takes you out of a game, like last night when he was 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts, but Silva must have gone into the cage and figured a couple of things out. Two really good at-bats put together by him so far.
Andrew Mendez takes ball one. Batista trying to get that command back. Saw it throughout the month of June, at least the early parts of the month, where he was locating everything well. So far, it's been a bit of a struggle tonight as Mendez hits one high in the air, shallow center field. Molina calling off both outfielders, makes the catch, and no tag from Garcia at third, so a productive out for Batista. Both runners stay put. Now a ground ball could get the Woodpeckers out of the inning.
One of those baseballs, though, Colin, where you'd probably prefer to have a center fielder or your right fielder make that catch. They go right in the area, and they're the ones coming forward on that ball just in case Garcia did try and break towards the plate. They would have had a better chance of gunning one home compared to Molina, but didn't go.
There's another pop up into the shallow outfield, this time on the left side. Tyler Whitaker back, makes the catch, a bluff from Garcia at third, but he heads back and kind of a similar situation right there, Chap.
Yes.
It might have been better for Rivas to get that ball, but to Whitaker's credit, a lot of outfield experience, so he ends up calling off the left fielder, makes the catch, and ends up working out.
Yeah, because if that's a Henry Mendez on third or a Jackson Chorio on third, guys with some more speed, even a Gene Carmona, the chance that they break for the plate when the outfielder doesn't make that catch, instead it's the infielder backpedaling on the ball.
Batista one step away from getting out of the inning. Gets a fastball by the bat of Hedbert Perez. So 1-1 Perez, 0-2 tonight. Pop out and a fly out. Need guys to not reach base in this one as a huge jump over at first base. Pitch is a called strike, but up to second base is Luis Silva, uncontested. Pretty much call that one defensive indifference. So now two in scoring position for Carolina, but an 0-2 count to Perez. Batista fires home, and this one is hit on the ground to second base. Molina casually on to first, and the Woodpeckers get out of the inning unscathed. Carolina strands a couple of runners, but they take a 5-0 lead into the fifth inning from Zebulon.
The Mudcats in 86 and on their mission to end littering behavior and create a sense of community pride. Be like Muddy and 86 all recyclable materials at Five County Stadium during today's game. Visit 86it.com to learn more information and take the pledge.
Fans, if you would like to get Muddy and Mini Muddy's autograph, now is the time. Visit the DRB Homes Open House behind home plate to meet both Muddy and Mini Muddy. And also, fans, right now it's time to 86it. Five of our staff members making their way through the crowd. help dispose of any trash in your area. Just look around you, gather up any trash, and get it to one of our staff members with your trash bag. By teaching your ways, you're helping keep Bob Kennedy Stadium. Welcome to this in all baseball.
Fifth inning from Five County Stadium. Still a 5-0 lead for the Carolina Mudcats over the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Next few innings of play-by-play. Here is Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. Appreciate all the Woodpeckers fans and Mudcats fans tuning us in tonight. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, MILB.TV. Tyler Whitaker takes a swing at the very first pitch he sees and flies it out to right field for Mendez underneath a two-hand grab. And Whitaker, just like he did in the second inning, flies out to right on the very first pitch and helping Steven Cruz stay efficient today. He's given up just two base runners on a pair of hits. He hasn't walked anybody. He struck out three Woodpeckers. He had a stretch of 10 in a row retired at one point. Joey Loperfido broke that up with a double in the fourth. And now it's the seven-hitter Yuris Ramirez getting into the bottom third of that order. First pitch up and inside, eye level on Yuris, and it's 1-0.
Not to mention three straight innings where he's retired the first batter on one pitch.
Mm-hmm. Knee level just a little bit below the knees, perhaps 2-0. Ramirez now at 187. He's 0-1 tonight with a strikeout. Went down swinging to end a 1-2-3 second for Cruz. And hits a line drive right up the middle and into center field. Solid contact by the Fayetteville third baseman, and Ramirez has himself a hit. He goes to 1-for-2, and that's his first hit of this series, in fact. Ramirez didn't have much to show for it at the plate over the first couple of nights. He was 0-for his first eight, had reached just once on a walk. But now a man aboard with one out. And the base runners begin to chip away into that 5-0 deficit in the middle innings. Freddy Guillamo, catcher, takes a knee-level slider on the inner half for strike one. He yanked a fly ball, added to left field for Perez back in the third. 0-for-1, middle infield double play depth, and a check swing. Guillamo went too far on the breaking ball. Quickly in a no-ball and two-strike hole. Guillamo coming off a month of June where he hit below 200. He's only at 141 on the year, but he did hit a couple of home runs and had to really contribute on the defensive end behind the plate over the final week of June with Miguel Palma out of the lineup, dealing with a shoulder injury for about a week. Guillamo's biggest impact was on the defensive side of things. 0-2 is shot to the mound. Cruz fields, throws to second base. Robbie's throw to first, not in time. Very close. Left side of the infield puts their hands on their head. They thought they had a double play. And that would have been spectacular had Guillamo been able to, if he hadn't legged that out. Ramirez out at second base. Steven Cruz stuck out the glove to the left-hand side, nearly stumbled over, had time to throw, though, to second, a little bit off balance. And then Robbie, with his weight falling back on his heels, he got the throw to first accurately. Victor Estevez, the manager, goes out there to argue on behalf of his guys. But it won't lead to any form of challenge, and Guillamo aboard with a fielder's choice.
Yeah, I think he just wanted clarification on that one. I mean, 5-run lead, 2 outs in the inning, not too much to get worked up over, but almost a heck of a double play there from the Mudcats.
Now it's Jackson Hallmark, the 9-hitter, who grounded out to second base in the fifth. First pitch, fastball, strike, 0-1. Yesterday, both of these teams left nine runners on base. It's one of the reasons we were deadlocked 1-1 going into extras. Today, though, Carolina's been able to bring those runners around. The Woodpeckers still trying to figure it out. Slider bottom. No runs, three hits, and an error by Fayetteville. A crucial one that helped bring home two runs in the second inning. The pitch home. And Cruz fires a high fastball. It is popped out of play. Keeps it where it is. 0-2 on Hallmark. He had the day off yesterday. And Hallmark, after grounding out in the third, is 0-8 in the series. Has reached just once on a walk against Carolina this year. A combined 1-11. His lone base hit, a double, back in Fayetteville in May. A look towards second base, and Steven Cruz throws another two-strike pitch. It misses just a little bit outside. 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Steven Cruz is trying to complete five innings for his sixth straight outing. Did so in every game in June. The pitch home. Hallmark strikes out. And Steven Cruz has gone five once again. Tonight, though, it's his first five innings of shutout baseball. He has a 5-0 lead. As we go to the bottom of the fifth, we're halfway through tonight in Zebulon, and Cruz is cruising. Welcome back to Five County Stadium. It's the bottom of the fifth inning, and Steven Cruz is through five scoreless for the Mudcats. Edinson Bautista just trying to keep the 5-0 game where it is, and so far Bautista's been scoreless since coming on in the third. Jose Cibrian, the leadoff man, cleanup hitter, 0-1 pitch, high changeup, and it's 1-1. You go back to Cruz's last appearance against the Woodpeckers. That was his season debut on May 15th, and he's now gone eight scoreless innings against Fayetteville hitters this year and racked up 12 strikeouts along the way after he got Jackson Hallmark swinging and missing to end the fifth. 2-1 count now on Cibrian. Infield playing straight up but deep. 0-2-1 is down and away. 93-mile-per-hour fastball by Bautista. Carolina's had opportunities the last two innings to add runs, but they've left three in scoring position between the third and the fourth. The 0-1 pitch, a fly ball hit the opposite way to medium right. Molina going out or coming in, and the right fielder takes control, makes a one-handed grab. Cibrian goes to 1-for-3 after his second inning single. That's when the Mudcats did all of their scoring. Five runs. RBI double from Jeremy Vargas opened things up, and then a crucial throwing error that sailed over the head of a low perfido from the plate, Freddie Guillamo, on a drop third strike. That brought home two more runs. made it 3-0. Then Henry Mendez, an RBI ground out, and Jackson Chorio, the RBI double. 5 runs on 6 Carolina hits. The first pitch missed high to Robbie. Here comes the 1-0. And he pops it up very high into shallow left field. Drifting back is Whitaker, flailing his arms, and he gives way to Rivas at the last minute. A chest-high backhanded grab by Rivas. I feel like we've seen a lot of those plays tonight where they've been shallow pop flies that have just barely gotten out of the infield, and it's been a communication battle between middle infield and outfield, but fortunately tonight for the Woodpeckers, nothing's gone awry.
The thing is, with Five County Stadium, it's really open layout where the only thing you're looking at straight up in the air is sky. So anything that's hit up there, if there's clouds that are kind of obscuring that baseball, it's going to be a lot of trouble trying to track that ball coming back down.
And it is a beautiful night. Still blue skies above our heads, although no more sun brightening up the diamond. That's been turned over to the stadium lights now at this stage in the evening. Good Friday night crowd filling most of the upper bowl and lower bowl as well. A couple open seats down in those bleachers in the left and right field side, but those will probably be filled as the weekend goes along. Some big crowds Saturday and Sunday. Fireworks every night here at the park. It's the type of weekend that gets young baseball fans into the game for the rest of their lives. Here's the 2-1 pitch home, and it's up and outside. 3 balls, 1 strike.
Yeah, it's kind of part of that big three of weekends where you can really celebrate baseball. Memorial Day, 4th
right.
of July, and then Labor Day towards the end of the year.
Yep, 3 big ones. And we're arguably in the biggest of them all this week as a fastball misses high and outside. Carmona draws his second. He's been on all 3 times. 2 walks and a double. And he's also scored a run, so we'll see what the Mudcats can do with a 2-out base runner. Here's Jeremy Vargas, 7-hitter and shortstop. Vargas with an RBI double and a strikeout, steps in 1-for-2. The pitch, slider down and away. Waves that bat over the plate. Vargas with a slight bend in the knees and a slightly open stance. Rests that bat on the shoulder and bounces one left side on 2 hops. Retreating on it, Ramirez fields behind the third base bag and throws the short way to second where Molina hauls it in. And that force out ends the inning. Carmona is retired. Fielder's choice for Vargas. And 5 are in the book tonight in Zebulon. The Mudcats carry a 5-0 lead over the Woodpeckers on FanvilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV.
Hey, fans, tonight we're celebrating some birthdays. Happy 8th birthday to Christian Vick. And happy 11th birthday to JT Thomas. There they are up there on the big board. They celebrated with cupcakes from Carter's Bakery Company in Wendell. Let's all give another happy birthday cheer to Christian and JT. If you want to celebrate your birthday with my guests, call 909-665-2287. And it's been a great night so far here at Five County Stadium. We'd like to welcome the following groups to tonight's game. On the U.S. Women's Club level, over in Suite 1, we have Southside Baptist Church. In Suite 2, Bernard Stacy Family and Friends. In Suite 3, Happy Birthday Commissioner Dean Eatman. In Suite 5, Kenosha Hattrick. In Suite 6, Happy Birthday Jackie. In Suite 8, the Russell Family. We'd also like to welcome, we love you, Alice, Good News Baptist Church, Schmidt Family and Friends, Happy 19th Birthday, Bobby, St. Luke's, and Pierce's Pump of Wendell softball team. They were tonight's beautiful team. Cody Orr.
Woodpeckers still looking for an answer against right-hander Steven Cruz. The Carolina starter is back on the mound for his sixth inning of work. He's scoreless tonight. He starts out with an inside changeup called strike one against the leadoff man, top of the order, Cody Orr. Leo Stanley Molina and then Joey Loperfido will follow. Steven Cruz kicking and throwing, and a fly ball is hit out to right field. Playable for Mendez in front of the warning track. He takes three steps back and makes a shoulder-high snare for round number one. It's just been those pitchers this year, Colin, and I'm sure every team in the Carolina League has those arch nemesis pitchers on the other side of things that just seem to figure them out every year and be consistent against their offenses as the season goes on. But Steven Cruz is starting to become one of those guys. Fayetteville already had a Kannapolis starter, Christian Mena, is one of those that they just have not been able to figure out this year. Over three starts, he's gone over 18 scoreless against the Woodpeckers. Now Steven Cruz, he's approaching 10 scoreless innings against the Woodpeckers this year as Molina flies one along the right field line. Mendez sprinting, still going, loses the hat, and that ball falls into the seats. It'll be an 0-2 count on Leo Stanley Molina.
That's just kind of how it goes. Saw Mena make three outstanding starts against Fayetteville this season. He only went a couple of innings. I think he actually went one inning in the last one. Still was a scoreless 1-2-3 inning. And Steven Cruz just kind of doing more of the same here, pitching with confidence against this Woodpeckers lineup. A Woodpeckers lineup that has a ton of power in it.
A swing that Molina didn't want to do. And he went too far on that fastball. Steven Cruz has K'd five, and with that out, he's officially in his longest outing of 2022, 5 2/3. It passes up the 5 1/3 he went on June 2nd on the road against the Lynchburg Hillcats. And Steven Cruz is trying to now get his first quality start of the season. Here's the pitch. Up and into Loperfido, sends the lefty leaning back, 1-0.
Yeah, shaping up to be one of those best starts we've seen against the Woodpeckers this season, up there with Mena as well as J.J. Necro last week.
Yeah.
Series opener.
Breaking ball, clips the corner, and Loperfido in a 1-1 count. Joey had a double in the fourth. That ended a stretch of 10 in a row retired by Cruz. He then went on to get three more outs before Yuris Ramirez singled on him in the fifth. That's been the last base hit. And what Cruz has prevented today is the Woodpeckers from getting consecutive base runners. At no point have they put back-to-back hitters on in an inning. The 2-1. A bouncing ball hit along the first base side. It's picked up by Silva. He hustles over to the bag, and that completes six scoreless innings tonight for Steven Cruz in the first quality start of his 2022 season. What a night it's been for Cruz. May not be done yet. We'll have to see when we go to the seventh. First, it's the bottom of the sixth. Carolina in front, 5-0.
Also, a happy 20th birthday, Cody Baird. Happy 54th anniversary, Pat and Bruce Tarnaski. Happy 9th birthday to Lacey Southern. Happy 8th birthday to Mallory Clark. Happy birthday to Jeremy. Happy 32nd birthday to Tyler Booker. Happy 3rd birthday to Paige McGill. Also, Jay, Amy wants today to be the happiest of birthdays. And happy 16th anniversary to Nikki and Amy. Fans, make sure you hang around after the game. Every game this weekend, as the Buckeyes will light up the night sky with fireworks presented by Triumph Family Dentistry and CBS 17 News. Enjoy baseball and the area's best fireworks show by the United States this season. The tickets are now at 269-2287 or visit CarolinaBuckeyes.com.
Jesus Garcia begins the bottom of the sixth inning for the Mudcats. They're in front 5-0. He wraps the first pitch foul over towards the bullpen where a right-hander has started to loosen. So we were wondering whether we might see more of Steven Cruz come the seventh. He's pitched a 6 shutout inning quality start today. And he did it on just 66 pitches. So he's been really just keeping the pitch count down and giving himself a chance to pitch longer and longer as this fly ball is hit deep but just foul to the right of the foul pole. That had enough distance to clear the 309-foot marker, but Garcia barely missed a home run. Would have been his first hit with the Mudcats and first long ball. So right-hander is now loosening, which means the day probably done for Steven Cruz. What a day was, though. 6 scoreless. Here's the pitch. And it misses high and outside. 1-2. Cruz, his Jesus Garcia, strikeout, a run scored, and a walk. But that strikeout was a significant one. That's a true strikeout as he's caught looking at a slider and is back to the dugout for the first out of the sixth. When he swung and missed at strike 3 in the second inning, that ball got away from Guillamo. Garcia was running up the line. The throw sailed into right field and brought home 2 runs while Dalen Miley was out there. So that was a big point in this game that still looms large. Carolina, though, has gone scoreless in their last 3 innings. Now the first pitch to 9-batter Luis Silva, having one of the best games of his season so far. Multiple hits, 2-for-2, couple of singles and runs scored. Line drive out to left. Rivas sprinting forward and grabs it right at the chest. That ball was hit well again from Silva. Thought he might have had his 3rd hit of the game. Instead, Rivas able to measure it, coming forward on that ball, and there's 2 gone quickly in the 6th for Bautista. He's trying to complete 4 scoreless innings.
Yeah, he's done a nice job after giving up a couple of hard-hit balls in the 3rd and the 4th innings. Since then, settled in nicely, starting to shut down this Carolina lineup.
And here's a 2-hopper hit out to Molina at 2nd base, a routine grab and toss down to 1st, ending a very snappy 1-2-3 bottom of the 6th. Edinson Bautista threw 4 scoreless, and Carolina will go to their bullpen for the first time. When we go to the 7th, it's next, 5-0 Mudcats on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app.
1948, Devils walked the series to 7. A brand new name in honor of great men and women who served our country. Over the years, we've learned a thing or 2 about them. Important measures like great fit, comfortable fabric, and quality you can trust. Today, we are proud to offer our legacy dental brand as a men's lifestyle professional. We are Devils Hall. We make great dungarees. It's in our genes.
Fans tonight, Devil Dog Dungarees, here in the game is Michael Clement, a Marine veteran from Raleigh. Michael receives a one-time here in the game hat and a gift card to the Devil Dog Dungarees right down the road here in Zebulon. And fans, in celebration of Independence Day, we ask that all active and retired military members stand to be recognized.
Time to play the top of the 7th inning. We are on the final 3rd of our ball game. Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey with you. Justin Williams in the middle 3 in the Fayetteville order begin the 7th as Junior Montero kicks and throws the first pitch. It's bounced out to Vargas. He collects, throws to first, one pitch, one out, and I took another out from my broadcast partner, Colin Casey. I've almost taken a full half inning from him tonight, but he'll take you the rest of the way through the seventh on the play-by-play.
That's just how this game's gone, Chappie. Yeah. You know, really efficient pitching from this Carolina Mudcats staff. That's the fourth time over the last five innings that they've recorded and out on the first pitch thrown in the inning. It was Junior Montero who's looking to pick up right where Steven Cruz left off. What a game it was for Cruz. Six scoreless innings, surrendering just three hits, zero walks, and striking out five Woodpecker batters as Rainier Rivas, with one away, watches ball one in the dirt. Rivas 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Montero working exclusively from the stretch. And this one is hit sharply on the ground towards first. An easy play for Silva. Steps on the bag, and just like that, two away already in the inning. Montero has been pretty impressive this season out of the bullpen for Carolina. 4-0 with a 2.75 earned run average over just under 20 innings pitched coming into this outing. He has recorded one save, 18 appearances coming out of the bullpen. And if he does go the rest of the way, he would be eligible for what would be his second save. Recorded eight of them so far in his minor league career as Tyler Whitaker, a big cut, comes up empty on the 93-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah, and this is the inning here where if you're the Woodpeckers lineup, you're telling yourself, we got to get some base runners. We have to try and string together some hits. We finally get Steven Cruz out of the game.
Pitch inside to Whitaker.
But then if a reliever comes on, you've been waiting to get to that bullpen, and he goes 1-2-3, and he mows you down, then you're saying, okay, we really might just not have it tonight as a group. And at that point, you start to feel pretty deflated. Oh, look
that
out.
That one comes in and gets Whitaker up high.
I think it avoided hitting him in the head, but I think it got him in the left upper arm. Eric Braun running out there.
It's doubled over right now. Braun checking on him. So that'll be a two-out base runner for Fayetteville. And good to see Whitaker rise to his feet very quickly. He is walking, and it's like Eric is holding on to his left arm. So I think you'd be right, Andrew, that it might have gotten him maybe near the shoulder blade. But he is moving that arm. So the question is, will manager Joe Thon allow Whitaker to take first base? He's already pointing towards the dugout, but might just be motioning for the bat boy to take his bat. Whitaker has his helmet in his hand.
There's been a couple of dangerous baseballs thrown at Fayetteville hitters this week. Really, there's been plunkings on both sides. All of it's been unintentional, but Joey Loperfino last night took one right in the ear hole on the right side of the helmet. Similar to Loperfino, he was able to walk up the line. Whitaker taking a little more time, in fact, than Joey did yesterday. But a couple of these Woodpeckers hitters have got to be feeling uncomfortable with the fastballs that have been ran in on them. Again, not in, on a night like tonight, I suppose you'll take whatever base runner you can get.
And that was an issue in the Augusta series as well, Andrew. We saw a lot of hit-by-pitches handed out by the Green Jackets, as you mentioned. None of it appeared to be intentional. I remember Logan Cerny took exception to one in the later innings of one of the weekend games last week. So I think just a lot of pent-up frustration. But at this point, Fayetteville happy to get a base runner in a game in which they've come at a premium against this Carolina staff. So with two away in the inning, Whitaker takes his lead off first. And Yeris Ramirez, who's 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout, tries to keep the two-out rally going against Montero, who fires in a fastball that is just above the letters, 1-0. Montero, been known to go one inning at a time most of the season. Had himself a really strong May as Ramirez hits this one out towards left field. Perez looking back towards the wall, and this ball is gone. A towering two-run home run for Yeris Ramirez gets the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on the board. They now trail 5-2.
And that ball just stayed up forever. Perez going all the way back to the warning track. He kind of gave up on it, but was looking at the top of that wall, just waiting for it to come down. You kind of play it like the Green Monster in Fenway out here on a ball like that. Yuri Ramirez just barely able to tuck it over that high wall, and that's the second time this week the Woodpeckers have gone deep out into left. You had Loperfido on Wednesday, and now Ramirez, and maybe there's your wake-up swing over the final couple of innings of tonight's game.
Home run number 6 for Yuri's on the season. And that'll bring up Freddy Villalba with the bases now clear. 1-0 count, so Whitaker gets hit with the pitch, and Ramirez makes Montero pay on the scoreboard. 1-0, and Freddy takes that one for a fastball high. He is 0-2, flew out to left field in the third inning before grounding in a fielder's choice during his last trip. Montero with the 2-0. Green light for Guillamo, but he can't make contact. 2-1. The 2-1 pitch is fouled off straight back for Ramirez. It's his first home run in exactly 1 month. Last one coming on June 1st at home against the Fredericksburg Nationals. So he'd been waiting on that one for quite some time. And we got a pitch clock violation called. That will fill the count at 3-2. So a bit of a break there for Guillamo. Montero now looking to fire in a strike, the 3-2. Hit on the ground, third base side. Carmona comes up with it and throws across the diamond to end the inning, but not before a two-run home run from Yuri Ramirez with two away in the top of the seventh brings Fayetteville within three. It's 5-2 Carolina as we head to the seventh inning stretch from Five County Stadium.
Cheer. So everybody on the third base side, you'll be you behind.
bottom of the seventh inning from Zebulon, North Carolina. Colin Casey alongside Andrew Chapman. A game that's gotten a bit interesting. 5-2 the score. As Edinson Batista back on the mound. Pitch is fouled straight back off the press box by Jackson Chorio. But it has gotten a bit interesting. 5-0 was the lead for a while for the Mudcats after scoring all five of those runs back in the second inning against starting pitcher Daylen Miley. But a two-run shot at the top of this inning from Yeris Ramirez has brought the deficit down to 3. So we'll see if the Woodpeckers have anything to say in the final two-plus innings of this one. And there's a good start on the mound from Edinson Batista in his fifth inning of work. He strikes out top hitter in the order, Jackson Chorio. Gets him swinging. Chorio moves to 1-for-4 with an RBI double on the night. And with one down, Hedbert Perez digs into the box looking to erase his 0-for-3 performance so far. A pop out, a fly out, and a ground out for Perez, who has a one-handed follow through way out in front of the off speed from Batista. Two more games between these two teams scheduled for Saturday and Sunday. Called strike 2. Also two more series scheduled between these two teams. One here in Zebulon and the other in Fayetteville. As there's a pop-up, 0-2. Foul back and out of the stadium. Batista has really stabilized things on the mound for Fayetteville after that rough 5-run second. Misses outside with a fastball. He's been able to retire each of the last 5 batters. Only base runner he's allowed since the 3rd inning was a walk to Carmona. As there is strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts for Batista to begin the 7th inning. He didn't have any going into the 6th inning since the 3rd, and now picked up 3 over his last 5 batters. 2 up, 2 down for the Woodpeckers in the 7th. Cleanup man Jose Cibrian watches strike 1. Working quickly, and Batista generates a foul ball down the right field line. Nothing in 2, and another great play made down the first base side by a Mudcat spectator. They have had quite the night in the stands defensively as the 0-2 from Batista misses just outside. He's looking to potentially strike out the side in order. Cibrian 1-for-3, singled, came around to score in the second, but has been retired in each of his last 2 trips. Waste pitch in the dirt. Batista trying to make it 5 scoreless innings in relief. 2-2, fouled off to the right out of play. Look out. That was a screamer down the right field line. 5 runs on 6 hits, no errors for Carolina. 2 runs, 4 hits, and 1 costly error for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Batista from the windup, another 2-2. Comes inside and glances off the forearm of Cibrian. And no, it actually got his bat.
Oh, wow, yeah. He didn't try and sell it. That was a ball where he probably could have sold it, but he stayed in that box. I guess it got him right on the knob of the bat.
Yeah, definitely fooled me. So here comes another 2-2. And he waves at it, swings, and Edinson Batista strikes out the side in order in the bottom of the 7th. To the 8th we go from Zebulon. Carolina still leads it, 5-2.
Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. For all the same news, all the Mudcats. Follow us now because you never know who's going to be listening. And so let's turn in your Saturday's Five County Stadium through the all-new ticket deal with the Saturday Flight Night Special featuring a game ticket in the Sticking Lot for the street stand, drink vouchers, and a giveaway guarantee all for just $29. The Saturday Flight Night Special is presented in part by Gateway Flight as a limited amount of tickets. The full Saturday Flight Night Special is available by calling 919-269-2287 or visiting CarolinaMudcats.com. Now, fans, let's see your best moves. You might end up on the bandstand.
Junior Montero back out for the eighth inning after in the top of the seventh. Jackson Hallmark, the nine-hitter, leads things off for Fayetteville, fouls off the first pitch into the screen. And to take us through the conclusion, turn it over to my broadcast partner, Andrew Chapman.
All right, Colin, thanks. The seventh inning was one the Woodpeckers needed to win to crawl back into this game, at least inch their way back, and they did with that two-run home run. Hallmark reaches out, swings at a changeup, and it's no balls and two strikes. The Yuris Ramirez two-run home run cuts it to a three-run game after Steven Cruz went six scoreless, gave up just three Fayetteville hits, a double and two singles. Here's the 0-2. Hallmark fouls it back over to our press box. Comes back down into the seats.
You got to earn your home runs down that left field line. 330 on top of a 20-foot fence that you got to scale as well. So no cheap ones down the left field line.
Another 0-2 from Montero is called strike three on the outside corner. And Jackson Hallmark goes down looking. He was 0-for-4 a couple of nights ago with three strikeouts. Tonight he's 0-for-3 with a couple of Ks. Road trip hasn't been kind to Hallmark so far. And now the lineup card turns over. Cody Orr batting for a fourth time. And yeah, we really have not seen anybody other than Hedbert Perez on Wednesday night when he hit a RBI double off of that center field wall. Nobody else has really flirted with hitting one out to center field. When Greg Young gets back in the building next couple of nights, I'll have to ask him how many he's actually seen go to deep center this year. I can't imagine too many. 400 feet in, you got about a 30-foot wall to clear. 0-1, and Orr swings at a changeup from Montero. What Montero does with two outs in this eighth will be crucial because he gave up the two-run home run with two outs to Ramirez in the seventh after getting a couple of quick groundouts. The strikeout, now Orr in an 0-2 hole. The pitch is a slider down and outside. One ball and pitched against the Woodpeckers back in May. Made two appearances, and he was scoreless in both, an inning and a third on May 12th as the slider misses down and outside, and then a scoreless inning on May 15th. The runs he gives up in the seventh are his first allowed to Fayetteville this season.
Hasn't given up multiple runs in a single outing very much this year.
2-2. Orr breaks the bat, pops it up along the first baseline. It drifts into foul territory, and Silva makes the running grab near the first base coach's box. And there's two gone in the Fayetteville eighth. Carolina with four outs to get, and they will have guaranteed themselves a split in this series. Woodpeckers coming off a week at home where they lost 4 of 6 to Augusta. And meanwhile, Carolina would love to return home and win a series after getting swept on the road last week against the Down East Wood Ducks. A check swing on a pitch down to the dirt. It was close, but the appeal in Nobu Yasuta says that Molina held up. He'll be in a one ball and no strike count. Cody Orr falls to 1-for-4, by the way, on that foul out to third. Molina is hitless tonight. A pop out to second, fly out to center, and struck out against Steven Cruz his last time up in the sixth. Off the end of the bat, he fouls one into the screen. One ball and one strike count. The strikeout to Molina was the fifth and final one for Cruz. And then he got Joey Loperfido to ground out to end the sixth inning. He probably could have gone longer. He only went 66 pitches today to go six scoreless. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And Molina flies it deep out into right field, chasing back Mendez. And he lunges on the warning track and makes the grab approaching the wall. Great catch. And timing from the Carolina right fielder to angle to that ball took the perfect route. And the Woodpeckers go down in order in the top of the eighth inning. 5-2 the score when we return to Zebulon on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV.
Kids come out of the first base. Our next souvenir Saturday home game is July 16th. It's a replica Pescado jersey giveaway for the first 1,000 fans of the game. Show up early and we'll go far.
Well, the Carolina Mudcats tonight got six scoreless innings out of their starter, Steven Cruz, and now the Fayetteville Woodpeckers are hoping to get six scoreless out of their reliever, Edinson Bautista. He was called into action in the third inning behind Dalen Miley and has been getting stronger as the night goes on. Zach Robbie takes a swing, flies the first one deep to right, but it sails foul into the bleacher seats for strike one. Bautista has struck out four of the last six batters he's faced, including three in a row. He struck out the side in the seventh against some of the top Carolina hitters. Robbie lays off umpire Corey Gerber square in the chest. He stumbles down to a knee, and the Carolina athletic trainer Benny Arroyo rushes out of the dugout to check up on Corey Gerber. It either got him in the chest or somewhere around the collarbone neck area. That ball, I think, crossed up Freddie Guillamo a little bit. I think it was a changeup on the inside, and Edinson Bautista is talking with Freddie now, kind of putting his hands out to his side, wondering if there was a miscommunication of the signs. Robbie stepped out of the zone, and then that ball just went right over the left shoulder of Guillamo and hit Corey Gerber somewhere in the chest or shoulder area.
Yeah, it didn't scrub off virtually any speed when that one came in, so really tough situation. Hope he's all right. Training staff checking on him. He's still on a knee, but looks like he's responding to all the questions that he's seeing, so hopefully he's okay. And yeah, a couple of scary instances so far in this one. But he's back to 2 feet. Looks like he's prepared to stay in this ball game, finish out, see the conclusion of this one.
Corey Gerber gets a nice little ovation from this hometown crowd. You don't get too many round of applause as an umpire by any crowd, but they're acknowledging his toughness to stay in there after taking one right off the chest protector, somewhere in the upper body, and Freddie Guillamo talking to Corey Gerber, saying, sorry about that.
Speaking of potential replacements, Andrew, I think we mentioned the changes that took place. Tyler Whitaker actually exited the ballgame for Fayetteville, so Leo's Danny Molina moves over to short. Joey Loperfido from first to second. Miguel Palma has entered the game for Whitaker. He will bat sixth in the lineup.
Here comes the 1-1, and it's an inside breaking ball to Zach Robbie. It's been a while since we've seen Miguel Palma put the first baseman's mitt on. He did that a little bit in April and May, but hardly at all in June. This guy started to take over a lot of the starts at first. Victor Mizcai, the Woodpeckers are hoping, will be back by the end of this weekend. He was in concussion protocol. He's been out for about a week. Here comes the 2-2, and Robbie takes the rip at a breaker, fouls it into the net. Stays where it is.
That's good news, especially with how he got banged up in that play at first base. But, man, he's a guy who can really take advantage of 309 down the right field line.
Oh, yeah. 2-2 to Robbie again, and here's a bouncer behind home plate. And he'll keep the battle alive.
It's been some unfortunate timing with injuries for Fayetteville this season. This guy playing some of his best ball when he went down. Same with Palma, who's good to see him back in the lineup, but he was tearing the cover off the ball at the start of the month of June before he went down with an injury himself.
The pitch to Robbie is flied deep out into right, or backpedaling on it, stops his backpedal and squares it up in front of the warning track. The catch is made. And Robbie, after a good two-strike battle, flies out and falls to 0 for 4. He's now 2 for 17 in the series. But as we said earlier in the broadcast, has had some big hits in previous games in the series. Bautista has now set down 8 in a row, going back to his fifth inning walk. And he is now through 5 1/3 scoreless and faces lefty Gene Carmona, having a good night at the plate, taking strike one. He's reached all three times on a pair of walks and a double, and also scored a run. Carmona, 2 for 8 in the series. Swings and rolls it out towards second base. It is Joey Loperfido, the starting first baseman, now playing second, and he makes the play over at first for the second out of the eighth inning. Bautista has gone 6 innings before, and that was in June. He went 6 scoreless. That was just 2 appearances ago on June 19th, but he won't do it today. Joe Thon is coming out of the dugout, and Ennison by a little surprise that Joe Thon has taken the baseball from him. Similar to yesterday, at Christian Mejia's depart after 4 2/3. And the pitch count is just the ultimate decider with this stuff. And you look at Ennison Bautista, Colin, and what do you know, 79 pitches over 5 2/3. And 80 is really just that magic number that they will not let Fayetteville arms go over. So it'll be 5 2/3 today for Edinson Bautista, but not to take away from just the dominance he shared today for the pitching staff. Dropped his seasonal ERA to 2.95. And now turns the game over to Fabricio Reyna, who comes out to throw some warm-up tosses, and we'll try and get the final out when we return. It's Jeremy Vargas scheduled to bat in a 5-2 Carolina ballgame. Inning, 2 outs and nobody on. Carolina leading 5-2. Colin, Fabricio Reyna was warming up in the bullpen way back in the second inning when Daylon Miley had run into some trouble, but it's not until the eighth inning of this ballgame that he actually heads out there to the mound. It's thanks to Edinson Bautista, who goes 5 2/3 scoreless today. Pretty much evens the performance that Steven Cruz put together in his 6-inning scoreless start. Reyna at the shoulders, fires home the 1-0 to Jeremy Vargas, and he reaches out in front of the changeup, misses it for a 1-1 count. Vargas has doubled in a run tonight, also struck out and hit into a fielder's choice. He's 1-3. Second baseman Loperfido playing towards the middle. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and another changeup.
Yeah, Joe Thon playing a little Jenga with the pitching order, taking Reyna, who was supposed to be the bridge from Miley to Bautista, ends up giving Edinson the next crack at it. He goes so far, might as well use Reyna at the end of this ball game to try to keep it a 3-run game.
Pitch is down and outside to Vargas. Fastball at 95, and it's 2-2. You know, we thought we were going to see a plethora of relievers today, maybe Casey Ford, Franklin again, but Edinson Bautista made the decisions very easy inside of the Fayetteville dugout as a fastball misses down and away, 3-2. The only hard decision that Joe Thon had to make today was, do I keep Bautista out to try and complete 6 innings with his pitch count at 79, but Bautista didn't win that battle. Dalen Miley is still the pitcher of record for the Woodpeckers. They've been trying to come back from a 5-0 deficit since the second inning. And time is called right as Reyna wants to throw, and a pitch clock violation on Reyna, and that's going to be ball 4 to Jeremy Vargas.
Yeah, I think Miguel Palma was trying to warn him over at first. He kind of came charging in. I think he was calling out to Fabrizio, trying to let him know he had to get to uncork this pitch, but couldn't quite do it in time, so Vargas taking a free pass to a whole new meeting there with 2 down.
How do you write that in your scorebook, Colin? I put BB, base on balls, is a steal down to second base, and then I write a little PC next to it. Pitch clock, ball 4. Stolen base by the Mudcats, who have not been super aggressive on the bases today. They haven't had a lot of base runners, really, since the third inning. That's their second stolen base, and here's a bouncer hit out towards second. It's fielded by Loperfrito on the fringe of the grass. Low throw, but with a stretch and a backhand, Palma brings it in, and that ends the inning. Carolina strands a base runner. Fabrizio Reyna combines with Bautista for a scoreless eighth, and we are going to the final frame. Top of the ninth, 3 outs to get. The Woodpeckers need 3 runs to even this score. 5-2 Mudcats when we return to Five County Stadium.
All right, fans, this whole thing continues tomorrow for night 2 of our Mudcats for America Fireworks Series. Special game time tonight, tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. Games open at 5 o'clock. Comes in through Sunday, the final night of the Mudcats for America Fireworks Series. This will also be a 6:30 game time. Games open at 5 o'clock, and it'll be the biggest fireworks show of all Sunday night. Our next series begins Tuesday, July 12th, against the Delmarva Shorebirds. Carolina is going to multiple areas. Tuesday will be marked in the park. For more information or purchase tickets to the game, visit CarolinaMudcats.com.
Crunch time for the Woodpeckers in the top of the ninth inning, and a save opportunity for Michele Vassalotti. He comes in with a 7-1 record, 2.30 ERA. Replaces Junior Montero, who pitched 2 innings. He gave up the 2-run home run to Yuris Ramirez. But that was all. Tossed a scoreless eighth. The first pitch to Joey Loperfido is off of the outside for ball 1. Mudcats up 5-2. Here's the pitch, and it misses outside. Again, 2-0. Vasilotti trying to convert his fifth save of the year. He has four saves and five chances, pitching in his 23rd game of the season. It's now one more appearance than he made with the Mudcats in 2021. Pitch outside to Loperfido, 3-0, and takes on probably on right now for Joey. Woodpeckers just need base runners with the heart of their order up. Williams and Rivas next. Slight shift to the pull side of Loperfido, the pitch. Outside, four straight pitches off of the plate to the outside to the lefty. And Loperfido draws the first walk of the game for Fayetteville hitters. Tyler Whitaker was hit by a pitch in the upper arm in the seventh, had to be removed from the game the next inning. That's the first base on balls tonight.
And all of a sudden, you look down the order, Miguel Palma could find himself in a crucial at-bat as he steps into the hole, depending on how the next couple of ABs shake out as Williams steps to the dish.
Middle infield double play depth now as Williams takes a first pitch slider. It's a strike. Vasilotti's first of the ninth inning. He's given up 8 earned runs, 16 in total. He's had some defensive blunders behind him this year. 18 hits make it. Only 7 walks with that free pass to Loperfido. And now he's hit a batter. He ran a fastball inside and it barely clipped the, I think it was the left hand, right on the knuckle. It clipped Williams. And the first two Fayetteville runners are on. The tying run coming to the plate with nobody out.
Well, inauspicious so far from Vasilotti. We've seen him really under control in these late-game situations, locking down wins for the Mudcats this season. But can't throw a strike to Loperfido. Comes in and hits Williams. Certainly not the start he was looking for this outing, and that's going to bring the tying run to the plate.
Cibrian goes to the mound. He wants to talk with Vasilotti. Zach Robbie, second baseman, came in to have a part of that conversation. Now a force at all bases. And left-handed hitter Rainier Rivas is coming up. Vasilotti with 40 strikeouts this year over the 31 and a third. He pitched on Tuesday in the series opener. Second time this week facing Fayetteville. First pitch to Rivas. Inside fastball, a little bit low as well. One ball, no strike count. Pitched a scoreless ninth inning and recorded the save in that 8-5 win Tuesday. A look to second base where Loperfido leads and Rivas takes a swing at a low changeup. Goes to a one ball, one strike count. He played extras yesterday and Fayetteville trying to force it again here tonight. Rivas is hitless 0-3. Vasilotti the pitch. Inside, yeah, missed. 2-1. Only one make it two extra base hits today from Fayetteville. The Loperfido double, the two-run home run by Yuris Ramirez. Yesterday, Rivas was able to go opposite way with an RBI, not an RBI, but a ground rule double that hopped over that sidewall. The pitch swings, and that was a good breaking ball from Vasilotti. And that was not 100% swing from Rivas there. A little bit of indecisiveness from him.
Took a lot of velocity off that one. I think Rivas was sitting fastball, and he got good old Uncle Charlie down below the knees.
So you need to avoid a ground ball right here if you're Rivas more than anything. 2-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. Fastball got him. And Vasilotti gets a much-needed first out in this ninth. Keeps the runners where they are, and now here is Miguel Palma. Like you said, Colin finds himself in a huge spot after coming on as a defensive replacement for Tyler Whitaker in the bottom of the seventh inning. Palma, a .233 hitter with 5 homers, 24 driven in. And the first pitch, a changeup inside for ball one.
A lot of these home runs he has hit have been big ones, especially on the road this season.
Palma put together a very good month of June. Again, he missed some time with that shoulder injury, but over 12 games, he batted .341, hit 4 doubles and 3 home runs, and now takes a swing and pops it up. It's to the right of home plate near first. Silva, right in front of that first base bag, will make the catch, and there's two gone. The Woodpeckers are down to their last chance on the Palma pop-out. But it is Yuri's Ramirez coming up. And it was his two-run home run in the seventh that's given Fayetteville their only runs in this ballgame. And another meeting on the mound. Cibrian wants to make sure he and Vasilotti are on the same page, likely talking about which set of signs they want to go with here in case Loperfido tried to relay anything from second. Ramirez steps into that right side and Vasilotti sets right above the belt. His pitch is swung plate. Each side has scored all their runs tonight in one half inning. Carolina with five in the second. The Woodpeckers with two in the seventh, thanks to Yuri's Ramirez. He's two for three, also singled in the fifth. Here's the 0-1. And a check swing, but he went too far. An inside fastball squeezing him at 93. And the Woodpeckers are down to their final strike tonight. Big Friday night crowd at Five County Stadium. Some of them rising to their feet. Vasilotti locks the target, throws the 0-2, and Ramirez hits a line drive over to third. It's speared by Carmona, and the ball game is over. He did hold on to the ball. He caught it right before it hit the dirt, and the Mudcats go in front 5-0 in the second, lead the rest of the way tonight. They have guaranteed themselves a split of this homestand, and they win their second straight over the Woodpeckers. Well pitched down the stretch. It was Cruz for Carolina, Bautista for the Woodpeckers, and a couple of big swings along the way as well. We'll tell you about all of that when we return in a moment for the post-game wrap-up here from Five County Stadium. Most of these fans sticking around for a fireworks show as well. All that coming up when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network and the Mudcats Broadcast Network.
In upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
It's time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
We'll be right back. Welcome back inside the broadcast booth for the final time tonight at Five County Stadium. The Mudcats are able to hold on to a 5-0 lead the entire way tonight after they went in front. 5-0 Packers did get one big swing today that put them on the board in the seventh once they got Steven Cruz, the starter, out of the game. That was a Yuri Ramirez two-run home run, but that was all the scoring tonight. 5-2 the final score. And the Mudcats, they put up six hits along the way. The Woodpeckers, four hits and one error that was a crucial error in the second inning, Colin. A throwing error by Freddie Guillamo that went into right field, brought home a couple of runs. Even without that error, the Mudcats still came up with some big hits in the second inning that allowed them to get those extra insurance runs that they could use today. But really, if you're looking back on this whole ball game and talking MVPs of this one, you're going Steven Cruz, I think, for the Mudcats, and then Edinson Bautista of the Woodpeckers, who, despite not being able to get anything going as an offense, Fayetteville still probably felt like they were in the game the entire way because of Bautista.
Yeah, when Bautista and Cruz were in the ball games, I mean, it was just almost impossible to get base runners on, let alone hits and runs against those two. They were both outstanding. Cruz was just in cruise control for the first six innings of this ball game. Didn't give up any runs, just three hits. And probably the most important thing was he did not walk any batters, so wasn't handing out any free passes. Was able to get a lot of one-pitch outs on top of that. You mentioned earlier in the broadcast he was under 70 pitches, so he theoretically could have gone a seventh inning, but said he comes out, Montero comes in, gives up the two-run home run to Yuri Ramirez, but he calms down and Vasilotti able to wrap things up in the ninth. But how about Edinson Bautista out of the bullpen for Fayetteville? Really did his job and kept that deficit at five, gave the Woodpeckers a chance down the stretch. Just another instance where one bad inning really sunk things for the Woodpeckers, and at this point, they'll just try to win the last couple of games of this series, force a split, and Carolina's got to be feeling really good going into these final two games, heading into the weekend. A big crowd behind them tonight, looking to keep that momentum going and try to pick up another series victory against the Woodpeckers.
Yeah, that crowd tonight at Five County Stadium, 4,888, should be even better on Saturday and Sunday. Most of the crowd sticking around right now, waiting for some fireworks to pop off. The game was brisk tonight, 2 hours and 17 minutes. To play all nine innings. Daylon Miley didn't have his ERA runs. Three of them end up being unearned in total, two earned, and Daylon Miley's ERA only goes to 4.57. He suffers the loss, though, falls to 2-3. Meanwhile, Steven Cruz, first quality start for him this year, first time going six innings is scoreless nonetheless. Five strikeouts, no walks, like you mentioned, Colin. Cruz goes to 3-2 with the win. And Michele Vasilotti converts his fifth save of the season, second of this series, tossing a scoreless ninth inning and working around a pair of base runners after the walk and the hit by pitch. In total, the Woodpeckers today as an offense left five on, but they went 0-for-9 in scoring position, which was a detriment to them. And Carolina goes 3-for-11 in scoring position with six runners left on in total. With the loss, the Woodpeckers fall to 33-39 overall, 2-5 now in the second half. And the Mudcats improve to above the 500 mark, 37-36 overall, and they get to 3-4 in the second half of play. With that, we turn the page to tomorrow, game five of this six-game series that you can hear right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, MILB.TV as well, where you'll be back with Greg Young as we'll get back over to our normal Fayetteville side. The Woodpeckers, they will send right-hander Nick Swanson to the mound, 2-2 record with a 4.56 ERA. And the Mudcats will be putting Fernando Olguin, 1-1 record with a 5.27 ERA in tomorrow's ballgame. We do start 30 minutes earlier, first pitch 6:30, and Colin and I will be on the airwaves with you at 6:15 for the Woodpeckers pregame show from right here in Zebulon. Fun having you on the road, partner. Thanks for coming out. Looking forward to a couple more ball games. Colin Casey here in the booth with us. He'll be with us on Saturday and Sunday as well. And we appreciate all of the Woodpeckers fans for tuning us in tonight on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Until tomorrow, our final line scores for one final time. The Woodpeckers, two runs, four hits and an error. Carolina, five runs and six hits and no errors in this one. Miley the loss, Cruz the win. Colin Casey along with Andrew Chapman signing off from Five County Stadium in Zebulon. Have a wonderful rest of your night, Woodpeckers and Mudcats fans, and we'll talk to you tomorrow for a 6:30 first pitch. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball, live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV.
You've been
listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.